Yes, good evening. My name is Derek. We're conducting a survey in Georgia tonight to help us better understand what's most important to people across some topics. Now, your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Not at all.
Not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Okay. Let me see. Very dissatisfied. Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning it's not important issues, 10 meaning it's very important issue to you? Racism and discrimination?
Two.
Inflation of the cost of living?
8.
And healthcare?
8.
Immigration?
10.
10. And reproductive freedom?
2.
Okay. Democracy?
Democracy?
Democracy, uh-huh.
1.
1. Okay. And climate change?
1.
And criminal justice reform?
9.
And crime and violence?
1.
1, you said?
Yes.
K-12 education?
5.
You said 1?
5.
5. Okay. Voting rights?
3.
3. And student loan debts?
Is that, like, positive or negative toward them?
Well,
that's kind of an open-ended question. Like, well, just that, or just how concerned I am about it.
Yeah, that'll be like, is that a very important issue to you or is not? 0 meaning that's not an important issue
to you? It's not personally. It's not personally. But otherwise, it's a 10. Because I don't believe in passing it off and giving away. I'm doing a survey, Billy.
Okay. Now, jobs and wages?
5.
5?
What? No!
Abortion rights?
0.
0. Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state local office 2024. I know it's a long way off, but something sometimes comes up and prevents people from voting. What is your stand now? How likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're 10. And what is your race?
White.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And is your year of birth 46?
No.
No? What year are you?
48.
48. All right. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale
from... as much as anybody else's. 5.
Okay. 5. All right. And how much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning black community has no power at all, or 10 meaning that the black community has a lot of power to make change? 8. All right. Now, please rate your feelings over some people, organizations, issue on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that you feel very warm, favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you don't feel very cold or unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And I'm going to mention some names. If you don't know them or never heard about them, just let me know. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
5. Kamala Harris.
0.
0. And Donald Trump.
10.
The Republican Party.
10.
Joe Biden.
0.
Democratic Party? Yeah, Democratic Party.
Zero.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but November 2024 elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote?
Trump.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but November 2024 elections, U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote? House of Representatives, Republican or Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Okay. Now, for whom did you vote 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
That doesn't really matter right now.
Okay. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, or better, or much better?
Stayed pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same? Okay. Pretty much the same. Excuse me, much better. Or a change. So, it's, let me see, in that case, will be much better or the same?
Same.
And thinking about the network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's a half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Probably half and half.
Half and half? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, below our list, there's some people in advance that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented that progress you wanted to see in the country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 meaning that you're not sure, or 0 meaning that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Donald Trump.
All right, what are you talking about? Just in general, forever? I mean, this needs a time frame on it.
Like saying that the people or events got, have prevented the progress you thought should
now,
have happened.
Wait, let me ask you a question. How many more questions you've got? Because I'm right in the middle of something.
You want me to call you back so I can finish it?
Just how much more have you got?
Just a little more, and we're like halfway done.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I don't have that much time. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Good Lord. It's-